On Saturday, Anthony Memminger was out in white face paint and a long green dress, spinning a rainbow umbrella while a marching band warmed up nearby. He's part of an order of queer nuns that was getting ready to dole out hugs and lollipops during the Pride Parade.
I'm Sister Luna Glittertits, one of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Growing up in small-town Long Island, Memminger didn't always feel so confident in his sexuality.
I came from a family that my grandparents are from the South, so especially my grandfather, he didn't want anybody who's gay to be part of our family.
He'd seen his grandfather call other gay relatives slurs and kick them out of the house. So at age 15, when he started to make gay friends and look for a place to unwind, he got a fake ID and headed to a nightclub called Heaven. There was only one problem.
My grandfather actually worked across the street at the New York Filing Hospital. So before I came out to him, I would sneak into the gay club, my friends would hide me, and my grandfather would be standing outside as head of security, not knowing his grandson was going to a gay club.
In those days, Memminger says the nightclub was a kind of home for him. When he worked up the courage to tell his family, he says he was too nervous to do it in person, so he ran away instead.
I wrote a letter, ran to my friend's mom's house, which I love her to pieces, and actually the funny thing is after doing that, I get a knock on the door about a month later, and there's my grandfather that was such a big home before crying.
For his grandfather, Memminger says knowing his oldest grandson was gay was transformative.
And I guess for him, it was more of the realization that, wow, my grandson is still awesome, and he still kicks somebody's ass and still be fabulous. But, you know, sometimes not everybody has a lucky coming out story like that.
As Sister Luna, Memminger says his role is to be a sword and a shield.
Making sure that everybody knows that if you don't have a safe place, you could come to us.
All the more so after Orlando.
One of my best friend was one of the people who got killed in Orlando. So for me, it made me even more strength as a sister, being a sword and shield.
Most people don't have to face the ordeal of coming out. There's no added social hurdle that comes with discovering your sexuality, except perhaps finding the confidence to explore it. For many in the LGBTQ community, though, the experience of learning to be gay is learning to keep a secret. And the resolution often comes in a club like the one that was so violently targeted last week. Here's DJ Grayson Jubilee.
The first time I went out, it really opened my eyes up to what the possibilities were. It really gave me a sense of peace. And
so you went out, you were not out yet.
I was not out yet the first time I went out. But after I went out, it's like, how can you be in again? Like, it's like you can't go back in. Once you go out, you're out.
Stories like that seemed to be everywhere Saturday as crowds gathered along Wilton Drive to show their support. Karen Hogland grew up in St. Vincent in the Grenadines, where she says she never dreamed of coming out. If you're found out there, she says,
people beat you up. They beat you up really bad, and it's a whole community that does that.
Even after she came to the U.S., Hogland says it took her years to grow into her sexuality. When she did, it was drag shows that helped her embrace it.
I still, up to this day, go to drag show. I go to Alibi every Sunday night.
Hogland says she came to the Pride Parade not just to show solidarity for Orlando, but for everyone who hasn't yet found the sanctuary of a gay club.
I'm here representing everybody. The heart knows what it wants, and we cannot change that. All right?
As the parade went by, at least one young man got that message loud and clear. Kristen Chaparro says he's still getting comfortable being gay. This was his first Stonewall Festival. When he showed up, he says,
I feel like I got a weight lifted off my shoulders.
I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.